Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
There's a new season of the Great Chicago Quiz Show, premiering Thursday night on WTTW, hosted by Jeffrey Bear, who we know and love from all of his great programs on Chicago's rich history of architecture and culture. Good morning, Jeff. Tell us how this is going to work. What's the format of this show?
Hi, Bob. Well, it's a little different than last year. We're going to have three contestants at a time. We did it still virtually because of the pandemic, but we actually have like three monitors in the studio, and so I'm sort of looking at these three monitors, and the contestants are all vying for the championship. I guess there's no prize or anything, but we've had some great contestants this year. We have a rock drummer who's now a college professor who played with Johnny Rotten and Nine Inch Nails and Ministry. We have jazz singer Kurt Elling as a contestant. We have Tom Dreesen, warm-up act for Frank Sinatra all those years. Bill Curtis comes on the show, and just a whole array of everyday Chicagoans as well.
So you test them because these are people who claim they know Chicago, and then you ask these questions, and in the process, we learn about history of our city. Is that it?
You said that better than I did, Bob. I should have started right there. That you nailed it right on the head.
Yeah. All right. So, what's a sample of some of the questions you'll be asking? Let's see how hard they are.
Okay. Well, here's a spoiler alert. I'm going to give you one question, maybe two, that are actually in the show. I don't want to give away too many of them, but this is one of my favorite questions. Chicago's first medical school, Rush University Medical Center, was named in honor of Dr. Benjamin Rush, a man who did what? A, signed the Declaration of Independence. B, founded the Canadian rock trio Rush, or C, led the fight to reverse the Chicago River and save the city from waterborne diseases.
All right, no fair looking at phones, but you know, we have quite a brain trust here in the studio. Dave Bennett's with me, Steve Grzanich in the newsroom.
Okay.
Of course, Vicky is in our traffic bunker, and in the control room, Joe and Haley. And I'm going to go with C, the river. Anybody have another suggestion around here?
No, I'd be right there with you.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see.
I think the band one, B, is worth contemplating, right?
I knew Joe would think that. All right, give us the story on that, Jeffrey.
But believe it or not, he signed the Declaration of Independence.
No! Wow. Really?
Yeah. He had never visited Chicago. In fact, he died in 1813 when Chicago was just a frontier trading post. But he was this very famous doctor in early America. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was actually discredited in Philadelphia because he used these ghastly medieval cures to try to cure people of yellow fever, you know, like bleeding and purges. But nonetheless, 20 years after his death, Chicago named the city's first medical school for him.
All right, let's try one more, if you have one.
All right, one more. When the Marx Brothers were a budding vaudeville act in 1917, they tried their hand at a different career. What was it? A, a men's clothing business that later became Hart, Schaffner, and Marx. B, farming. Or C, announcing baseball games on the radio.
Anybody around here have a guess? I'm kind of stumped on this one.
I was going to go with the clothing.
Vicky thinks it's a clothing store.
I don't think so.
Hart, Schaffner, and Marx.
I can't see them farming.
Anybody else have an idea around here?
I kind of want to say that they announced baseball. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Young Haley, one of our producers, goes with baseball. Mm-hmm. All right, Jeffrey, what's the right answer here?
So this is 1917. The first radio broadcast in America wasn't until 1920. So they didn't do the radio. Farming.
No kidding.
They They bought a farm south of LaGrange in what is now Countryside, Illinois. Groucho said it was just to avoid getting drafted in World War One. But they were no kind of farmers. They're not mourning people, of course. They're vaudevillians. They bought a bunch of chickens, but the chickens wouldn't lay. And so to avoid being embarrassed when guests came over, they went to the store and bought a bunch of eggs and put them under the chickens. But they eventually just gave up and went back to their preferred career.
You see, just when you need Orion Samuelson around here, we missed out. Well, that's a little sample of what you'll learn. New season of the Great Chicago Quiz Show. It premieres Thursday night at 8 on WTTW. Before I let you go, Jeff, I know you're still a docent for the Chicago Architecture Center. We recently had Jeannie Gang on the show here. And she was just delightful. And I guess for somebody like you, Aqua Tower over on Columbus and the Vista Tower, the St. Regis over there on East Wacker, they got to be two of your favorite buildings in Chicago.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a hint about Aqua, which is that one with the curvy balconies. If you go stand kind of at the base of it and look up rather than two or three blocks away, it is one of the craziest views you'll ever see, with sort of wiggly balconies. The whole building looks like it's kind of jiggling as it goes upward. And then, yes, you're right, St. Regis Tower. What a wonderful new addition to the skyline with those angled movement upward based on a crystal called a frustum.
Yeah, it's kind of an optical illusion in a way, isn't it?
Which one? Aqua, you mean?
Well, I think both of those. One of them, I can't remember, either the St. Regis over in East Wacker or the Aqua in Columbus. One of them kind of looks like it's doing something that it really isn't.
Yeah, well, Vista, St. Regis, one of the things cool about it is it looks like three buildings.
Right.
But it's actually one. And so it looks like three buildings kind of smashed together.
Mm-hmm.
But that optical illusion of Aqua Tower, I mean, it literally looks like the building is doing, you know, the Watusi or something when you stand at the base and look up. It looks like it's dancing. It's amazing.
And if a Chicagoan invented the Watusi, you'll hear about it on the Great Chicago Quiz Show starting Thursday night at 8 on Channel 11. And, oh, Jeffrey, I saw Paris Schultz recently. I asked him to look for that Addison CTAL sign they gave me on my last night on Chicago Tonight, the one that disappeared. And he's on the case now, so help him out if you can,
excellent,
will you?
Excellent. Or, you know, maybe he'll just go to the Addison L stop and pry one off the wall and give that to you.
We're not encouraging that, but, you know, I didn't say it. All right, good luck with the new Great Chicago Quiz Show season, Jeffrey. Always good talking to you.
Thank you so much, Bob.